A festival celebrating creativity, the arts, and fairies is set for Saturday in Adams, Massachusetts. Phil Sellers, 70, is on the team behind the Berkshire Mountain Fairy Festival. He says it was inspired by something one of his fellow organizers witnessed years ago.
She said she saw this thing that happened in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And it was a guy was putting fairy doors on doors in the shops around town. And she was thinking, you know, we're kind of economically deprived here. We're not growing. Maybe we can bring the fairies in and they'll come down off the mountain and bring good luck and fortune to all the new businesses in town.
From that, Berkshire County's very own Fairy Festival was born and now is entering its fourth year.
The Fairy Festival is a child of the Adams Arts Advisory Board. And that started in 2015. It's a nonprofit, so therefore we are a nonprofit.
Gail Sellers, 71, is another member of the festival team. She knows that the word fairy comes with a lot of baggage.
The fairies we're looking at probably isn't Tinkerbell so much as the keeper of the woods, the fays that are in the wood, the veil, lifting the veil to an alternative environment, taking care of what happens to the earth.
She also knows what image it conjures up in most people's imaginations.
This isn't just about little girls in pink wings. This is about people exploring their creative inner self and giving permission to them to explore that.
The alcohol-free event focuses on families learning, playing, and discovering together. Activities range from embellishing wearable fairy wings and painting dragon eggs to building a fairy village.
It's a whimsical fantasy celebrating the arts, and that's the part that I focus on. So that means that we embrace all kinds of characters, all kinds of people.
Attendees are encouraged to dress up in whatever costumes they see fit. The Sellers certainly will be.
I find that being in character gives you an opportunity to be out of yourself, you know, and do things that I'm in costume, I'm walking around, I'm playing a character.
Gail's alter ego will be easily spotted with her flowing purple dress and amphibian accompaniment.
I'm Liagana, and that character and name came to me just last year. Her sidekick is a toad, and she's the keeper of the wishing tree legend.
Phil is Terenian, a 300-year-old wood elf. You'll find him in a feathered cap and a tattered vest fringed with vines.
I'm the keeper of the grounds, and I'm the keeper of the earth. I live in the Black Willow Woods. I have a special door that I'm going to try and get people to find. It'll be in the village. And this door is how I come out into this world. From the netherworld, I come into this world. And when the festival's over, I'm going to grab that door. I'm going to go through the door, grab the door, and pull it inside. And you won't know where that door is now. It's gone.
Deirdre Sullivan, 60, is the festival's resident fairy queen. For the past 3 years, children have eagerly waited in line to meet the mythic monarch and take a photo on her lap.
I'm surprised at how many show up and are not what you might expect of, oh, I'm Harry Potter or I'm a Disney character. They come up with their own costume, and when I give them their fairy name, I ask them what's important to them, and they'll tell me. So that they love crystals, so they're the crystal fairy. Or a little boy told me a whole background story about his elf backstory. And it was like he'd been thinking about it and what he chose to wear and how he wanted to be a guard for the queen. And could he be a guard? You know, just he's storytelling right out of his own head. So I think that's kind of what's being encouraged here is that what they come with from their own sense of story and what they're discovering at the Fairy Festival.
The Berkshire Mountain Fairy Festival begins at 10 a.m. Saturday at Bow Field in Adams, Massachusetts. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.